Florida State University students get their groove on for a good cause. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Hundreds of Florida State University students locked in a large room dancing, listening to music, and playing games for 24 hours straight, prohibited from sitting down or falling asleep. It sounds a bit absurd, we agree, but then we found out what this near-torturous activity called Dance Marathon is really all about.
I dance a dance marathon for the kids to raise money for Children's Miracle Network. I dance a dance marathon for the kids.
Dance Marathon, it turns out, is not a bizarre exhibition of college students' ability to pull an all-nighter. It's a fundraiser for the Children's Miracle Network at Shands Children's Hospital at the University of Florida. And on Tuesday, November 1st, some of that money came back to Florida State University.
So you're making a huge difference. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you in February.
A warm, generous sun shines through the many windows encasing the atrium at the Florida State University College of Medicine. And on this November day, the sun isn't the only generous presence gracing this atrium. Representatives from Dance Marathon and Children's Miracle Network stand before a crowd, a check, large in both size and amount, in hand.
And who would like to tell us what the number on the check is? Carly?
$232,630.
The money, says Gadsden County nurse practitioner Susan LaJoy, is used to fund regional school-based children's health programs and equipment for the pediatrics unit at Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
These funds are important because they support our clinic. They are our main and only funding source at this point in time. We partner with the Gadsden County Department of Health, and without these funds, we simply could not have health care providers in Gadsden County.
Dean of the med school, John Fogarty, says he's always excited for this time of year. We're not sure if he's much of a dancer himself, but the students' moves never cease to impress him.
It is incredible to go there and see the entire, you know, bottom part of the Civic Center just be full of kids, all with their sorority and fraternity t-shirts on, all competing with one another for the best dancers and the best posters and the biggest amount of pledges and things coming in. The team gets up there every hour on the hour to do their dance and to rally the troops. It's really a wonderful event.
Dance Marathon is the largest student-run philanthropy on Florida State's campus, and this year's proceeds are the largest of any previous, $487,000. And that's something to dance about, says Megan Flint, an FSU student and internal director of Dance Marathon.
There's really only one word for Dance Marathon, and that's honestly love. The love that the students have for not only Children's Miracle Network and what the College of Medicine does, but the love for the children that come through, the families, the passion that they give every weekend to dedicate an entire weekend to come dance in the Civic Center when they could be out doing other things. It's an amazing organization, and just the passion that everyone has for it is absolutely amazing. It's really hard to describe in words until you come to the event and you see the excitement, the anticipation, and the passion everyone has. So.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.